Hello?
Hi, so you go ahead, please.
Yes, who's calling?
I'm afraid a bit happy says to show at the moment. Is it possible to speak to Teresa?
I can't allow you to speak to Teresa unless you identify yourself.
I don't have any permission on my system to share any information, I'm afraid.
Unless it's ridiculous, you can't just call people up wanting to speak to them unless you identify yourself. You obviously know who we are, but we don't know who you are.
Well,
Because you at least tell me who you're representing.
Well, Teresa's made an application with ourselves, so it's about Teresa.
Right. Is this regarding the NNA?
I can't say anything because we don't have consent to share any information. But what I can do is, when I speak to Teresa, I can see if she's happy to use to put on the information we hold.
Okay then, I'll let you speak to Teresa.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi Teresa, my name's Natalie, I'm calling from MMA Legal. I'm assuming that was your husband. Is that your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this your telephone or is it his telephone?
It's my husband's telephone.
Okay, would you prefer us to put your telephone number on?
Hello?
Hi, would you prefer us to put your telephone number on?
No, this is fine.
Yeah? And does everything go through your husband first?
Does everything go through your husband first?
Yes.
No?
No? Okay. So, when we call you, should we call your number?
Whatever.
It's about your case, so it's got some regress, but obviously I need to make sure you've got the correct details.
Right, over
here. Yeah, so what telephone number is the best telephone number for you?
The best number is what you're on.
Okay. And your email address. You don't have an email address.
An email address.
It depends on the open.
The reason why I gave you my telephone number, and it's rather me that knows all these details. My wife doesn't have an email address, but she uses my email address, which is eddiebenone@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the phone. I still haven't got any permission. I haven't got to that bit with Teresa to discuss anything with you.
Right, but Teresa didn't know the name of the email address.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Right, okay, I'll put you back on to Teresa then.
Thank you.
Right.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Lovely. Okay, so can you just confirm your date of birth and your address for me?
12657. 135 Glasgow Road, flat 4.
And the postcode?
381 12L.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you. That's just confirmed who you are on our system. Can I just call in today just to get a bit more background information for your claim to use Scottish redress? And it is a little bit sensitive that we might talk about things today. So if you need to have a break or you want me to call you back at any time, just let me know. Is that okay?
Right.
So, Teresa, have you got any physical health or mental health conditions?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Let's start. Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
That's just fine.
Any mental health?
No.
Any depression, anxiety?
Oh, yeah. Depression and anxiety.
Yes.
Nightmares.
You have nightmares?
Yes.
And what are the nightmares regarding?
The content of them.
Okay. Have you spoken to a professional about that?
No.
Okay. So it might be worth speaking to somebody about that because at the moment you haven't got a formal diagnosis for those things that are occurring. And it can be more beneficial to have that formal diagnosis.
I've not been out for nearly 3 years, so it's very difficult for me to get to places for help.
Okay, you haven't been out for 3 years?
That's right.
Okay, what's making you stay in the house?
Anxiety and pain.
Okay. So is it your husband that does everything for you?
Yes, it's my carer.
Okay, do you give consent for your husband to call and speak on your behalf?
Yes.
I'm just going to write that down. So, are you happy for him to give us information and us to give him information?
Yes, so I'm very happy for that.
Okay. Is there any time that you would need him to speak on your behalf, or is it best to speak to you first?
No, he can speak to my husband anytime.
Yeah, is it your preference to speak to you first?
No.
Okay, what's your preference?
I can speak to my husband about anything, yeah.
So when we call, should we speak to you to give the information?
No, my husband will do it.
You want your husband to do it?
Yeah. Well, I'm rubbish on the phone. My name's Rick.
Okay. Do you want you think you could bring your doctors and ask about speaking to the surgery's mental health practitioner?
Yeah.
About your nightmares, and then maybe you could do that over the telephone.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, because obviously if you've got medical professional evidence, it will be better when this goes into the Scottish Reform. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Just making some notes. Okay, so have you ever had thoughts of ending your life?
Yeah, anything, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever acted on those thoughts?
No.
Any attempts to end life?
No, but these thoughts.
Just the thoughts, yeah?
Well, I was once on the Erskine Bridge and I nearly jumped off.
So you went to the bridge, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you lack the support for that at the time?
No, I was just a member of the public reported it to the police and the police talked me over.
Oh, that's brilliant. Did you seek some support after that?
No, that's As we let's say, it wasn't a gnote anymore.
Is that when you... So what year was that?
Four years ago, three.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So, is that what's stopping you going out? Because you're fearful that you may do something to end your life?
Not really. Okay. Don't wait, you know.
Okay. So what would be really good, is it's more evidence for your case, is if you could go to the doctor and obviously speak to them about your nightmares and obviously that attempt that you made as well.
What?
So, you know the attempt that you made to end your life, went to the bridge? Yeah. Yeah. When you speak to the doctor about having these nightmares, it'd be good if you could speak to them about that as well.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Have you ever done any self-harm? So that could be burning yourself, cutting yourself, hot bar, like burning hot bar, burning.
No.
Have you had any alcohol or substance misuse issues?
Sorry, what?
Have you had any alcohol or substance misuse issues?
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah, from what age?
No, I don't know.
It's all really good information that you're giving me. It's just that we need to gather it so we can make sure that we put your case together correctly so you get the right amount of compensation.
Yeah. I used to drink an awful lot because I just kept... bought the content out altogether.
Do you? Is it difficult to talk about and get dates and things?
Yeah, it's not nice talking about it. I hate reminding, getting remembered software.
Yeah, I know, it's a difficult subject, isn't it? So, was the alcohol and substances, was it after you left?
Yes.
Yeah, so was that from like 18? Or 16?
No. Well, I was 15 when I left the convent.
Yeah, is that when the alcohol started?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about, did you do drugs as well?
No, I've never done that.
Okay. And did you drink success?
Yeah.
Are you still drinking now?
No.
When did you stop drinking?
I just drink socially now. I'm over that stuff.
Yeah, I only drink socially now. That's fine. That's lovely. Did you access support when you were drinking excessively before? It's just so we can gather any case records to sort of evidence it for the court.
I used to be near you for a while.
Where was that? Was it a fire phone?
1993.
Yeah, and what location is it in?
Glasgow.
Glasgow. Lovely, thank you. Okay. So are you happy for us to write to GP and any other services that we can find, like including like the local authority, so we can gather that information in case.
I'm in a different location there.
Yeah, your care records will be where you lived previously. So do you give us consent to do that?
What about?
So we need to get access to your care records and the records for like your GP and things like that. So we can put the case together with the evidence. You don't need to do that, we do that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to see the care records when we obtain them?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm finding this really difficult.
You're doing really well. Do you want to have a little break and put your husband on for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No? Do you want to carry on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing really well. You've done quite a lot of the hard questions, to be fair. So the process for this is going to take probably around 10 months. From us gathering the information, then it goes to a panel. It isn't somewhere that you have to attend. It's like a closed panel, and then they'll make the decision with all the information that we gather.
Right.
So you don't need to worry about that. Any further questions? So, is there a preference to a female or male that you'd like to support you through this journey with us?
A female?
Okay. So it'd probably be myself.
Okay.
My name's Natalie, just in case.
Yeah,
Natalie. Yeah, so I'll be with you sort of all the way through this. So if there's any questions you have throughout the process, you can always give me a call on this number that's come up on your phone. It should be 0161 number. So you can save that in the phone and give us a call whenever you need, if there's any questions.
Okay.
Okay. So I know that you would have had this information in the beginning, but we do have to sort of, because our calls are recorded, for compliance reasons, we have to go through the options that you would have had. So you would have been able to do this yourself, do the Scottish redress yourself and not have them as acting for you. You could have had another solicitor act for you, and there's lots in Scotland and England who offer this service, and they get a £2,000 commission fee from the Scottish redress. Yeah. Whether you win or lose, they still get that £2,000. And then you've got our option, which is we don't take the £2,000. We've opted out of that, and we just do what our fee is, the 20% cap fee, with ourselves. So we have to always make you aware of those options that you've got. You still have those options even now. And you've got a 14-day cooling-off period as well. Were you aware of that?
No.
Okay. So you can wait 14 days from now to continue making a decision whether you want to do it yourself or go to another solicitor, or you stay with us and we carry on the work that we're going to do for you.
Yeah, do the use.
Okay, that's lovely. Do you want to give the 14 days, or would you like to just carry on with the work now?
Just go for it, yeah.
Go for it, lovely. So I'll get that noted down. So, what's the next but I need to note down your preference of call time. Would it be in the morning or afternoon?
Afternoon, please.
Afternoon. Stop late. I think there was one other question, and this is a hard one. That's why I've left it to the end. So when that attempt was made with the bridge, did you go to a mental health hospital?
No.
No. Did they just take home?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Lovely. Have you got any questions for me today?
Any questions? No, I'm happy that it's happened.
Yeah. So save this number in your phone. So I'll be with you throughout this journey now. And then if you get any questions, you can give us a call. And in a couple of weeks' time, you should get some paperwork come through.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Lovely. All right, Teresa. You take care of yourself. You've done really well today.
You too. You
take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.